Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Tuesday. This is Seattle Now. It's a crime to use a fake ID to buy beer. So should it be a crime to use a fake vaccination card so you can get into a bar to buy beer? State lawmakers are thinking about it. We'll find out more from KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. But first, let's get you caught up. The newest COVID subvariant is already here in Washington. State health officials say two cases were found earlier this month. The World Health Organization says BA2 is an infectious descendant of Omicron and is particularly difficult to detect. So much so, its nickname is the Stealth Omicron. Still, even with the faster spread, scientists say it's probably no more dangerous than original recipe Omicron. Washington is joining a group of states suing Google over how it tracks your location. The suit says the company gives the false impression you can control your location data, then uses deceptive and unfair practices to obtain your consent to be tracked. State AG Bob Ferguson's office wants the courts to put a stop to it, impose fines for violations, and prevent the company from profiting off this type of location data. Google says the suit is based on inaccurate claims. And the Sauk Seattle Indian tribe is suing the city of Seattle for the third time in a fight to bring back salmon that they say are on the brink of extinction due to hydroelectric dams along the Skagit River. The tribes say the power company is infringing upon their civil rights as native peoples, and according to the Upper Skagit Indian tribe, construction of the dams desecrated ancestral burial grounds and important cultural sites. City Light told King 5 it's committed to working with the tribe to help struggling salmon populations. Records show Seattle City Light has spent about $30 million to relicense the use of the dams. These days, no vaccination card can mean limited access to a lot of places without a negative COVID test. And in some cases, people have just decided to fake it. Forged vaccine cards are apparently not that hard to come by, and here in Washington, it could soon become illegal, and in some cases, even a felony. Austin Jenkins covers the legislature for KUOW and the Northwest News Network. He's been following this. Hey, Austin. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hello.
So I'm reading all these stories about people getting caught for doing this or allowing it, and they all seem to be somewhere else other than Washington. I'm actually thinking of a bar in Alberta that just got shut down for letting people show a photo of their dog in place of a vaccine card. How big of a problem is it here in Washington?
That's really hard to say because we haven't seen, you know, high-profile prosecutions like we have in other states. I mean, there have been federal indictments and federal prosecutions in some cases, not here. And when I asked the Attorney General's office about this, they said they have not provided guidance or advice on this. They, unlike other state attorneys general, they haven't said that this would be chargeable already under existing law, for instance, the Consumer Protection Act. So we really don't know. But we do know that there's been chatter about this, and we know that they aren't hard to fake. I mean, probably a lot easier to fake a vaccine card than a driver's license to go buy beer, right?
Absolutely.
So it's probably happening. How much? I don't think we know.
Yeah. Well, problem or not, there is a proposal here in the state legislature to make flashing a fake vaccine card a misdemeanor, and selling fakes would be a felony that would get up to 5 years in prison. I'm curious about this idea. Whose is it and what's the thinking behind it?
Well, it's kind of interesting because the idea is coming from State Senator Jesse Solomon, and in his day job, he's a part-time public defender.
Okay.
And really what he's saying is he thinks that this would have a deterrent effect more than anything. He said he's not looking to throw a bunch of people in jail or prison, but he does think it's a very serious matter.
For me and others, it brings us comfort to know that I can go into a coffee shop, everybody here is vaccinated, I can feel safer taking my mask off. And if somebody blows a hole in that, it's really offensive or unnerving to the rest of us who are relying on that. The thinking is, you know, if people know that there's a sanction, it's going to head off 80 or 90% and just make people think twice about it.
But he is also saying, you know, if somebody's in the business of actually like making a bunch of these and selling them online or on social media and making money doing it, maybe that should be a felony. And I did ask him, in light of Omicron being so contagious, the fact you're vaccinated is not necessarily protection against Omicron. You could potentially spread COVID even if you are vaccinated. I said, you know, isn't this perhaps more a proposal for the Delta days rather than the Omicron moment we're in? And he said, no, it's still relevant. You're still safer being vaccinated. You're still less likely to spread this. And he seems to really have an issue with somebody fraudulently claiming they're vaccinated and using that fraudulent ID or card to get in the door.
This makes me curious about enforcement, because I already see retail workers and servers being put in the position of having to enforce things like masking requirements. So who would be responsible for figuring out this enforcement of fake vaccine cards? It sounds like frontline workers.
Well, and this came up in the public hearing for this bill, questions exactly about that. Who's going to call the police? Who's responsible for this? Is it appropriate for the police to show up in this context? But you're right, it would be almost invariably the business owner, or if it was a large event that's subject to the governor's requirement for large indoor and outdoor events, the venue operator, perhaps. But it was interesting because all of the testimony in the hearing, and it was a short hearing, was in opposition to this proposal, with the exception of the prime sponsor. One of the people who spoke against this is Amanda McKinney, who is a county commissioner in Yakima County. Her point was that we should not be codifying, putting in state law really anything having to do with COVID specifically.
There is simply no need to single out and make criminal the presentation or creation of a falsified COVID vaccination card and continue to engage in open public persecution of the residents and visitors to our beautiful Washington state.
What was interesting, and I want to come back to the fact that he's a part-time public defender, is that the public defense associations also testified against this bill, saying this is not a good idea. We don't need to criminalize it. And one of the things they said is this could put people in King County in a situation where they're getting in trouble with the law, because King County has a vaccine mandate to go to places like bars and restaurants, but many other counties don't. And so you're creating an unequal treatment of people. This was, again, the public defender's argument, depending on what county they're in.
And many people will argue that entering into the criminal justice system at any level is never a good idea or an effective deterrent in some cases.
I asked Senator Solomon to address this. I mean, he's a Democrat from Shoreline who's a public defender in his day job. And he said there is most certainly an issue around equitable application of criminal laws in the state. And he said, last year I led the charge and passed a law to decriminalize driving for failure to pay tickets out of that concern. And I'm quoting here, but failing to prevent people from gaming the system of protections we built around COVID is not something we should do.
Austin, short legislative session this year, just 60 days. There was a hearing yesterday. What's next?
So this bill is scheduled for executive session, which in Olympia parlance means getting a vote out of committee. We'll have to see if there are any changes made to the bill. So for instance, instead of a felony, they could make it a gross misdemeanor to traffic in these, to, you know, sell them online. That's a possible change. But presuming there's support to get this out of committee, it will pass at a committee. And then the question would be, will someone pull it to the floor of the Senate down the road? And there, as you say, it's a short session, a lot of competing priorities. We'll just have to see if this one rises to the top of priorities.
All right, KUOW Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, really appreciate you telling us about this story. Thanks.
Sure thing.
Thanks for listening to Seattle Now. Jason Pagano produced today's show. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow.